Supporters of Independence High School and Siebert Elementary are riding a wave of relief this morning as the school closure acts pass them by. But staff, students, and their parents at Brookhaven High School, Monroe Middle School, Arlington and Mayberry Elementaries, and the Fifth Avenue International School are waking up to the reality that their schools are closing or moving at the end of the year. Superintendent Dan Good says district officials are already planning the nuts and bolts of the transition.
We'll be talking with city about additional sidewalks and lighting where people have indicated there were safety concerns. Certainly we'll have conversations with our own transportation department and with COTA. We heard a lot about the refugee road crossing and what a danger that's perceived to be. We'll continue to work very closely with the students and the faculty and staff, particularly at Brookhaven. It's a difficult transition. If there's a way to phase that in, we'll consider how to do that. But we know we'll need to begin to better integrate those two populations.
Under the recommendations approved last night, Brookhaven High School students will move to Mifflin High School. Monroe Middle School, which is a 100% lottery school, will see its students reassigned to their neighborhood schools. Arlington Park Elementary students will be split between two different feeder patterns, with the bulk assigned to East Linden and a smaller number to South Mifflin. Mayberry students will be split between Leawood, Oakmont, or Liberty Elementaries, depending on where they live. Students at the Fifth Avenue International School will face the least upheaval, as the program is relocating to a building just a few blocks away in Victorian Village. In many cases, students affected by the closures will be given preference in the district lottery, which begins later this month. The moves will save the district an estimated $10 million, $40 million short of the projected deficit next year. Superintendent Good says the district is turning over rocks, looking for other ways to cut costs, including reexamining the five-year forecast.
One of the last steps we'll take is look at all of those programs and services that exceed the state minimums, understand how many students can access all of those programs, what the impact is, how much we can scale that, and is it sustainable. And most of those programs and services are supported by FTE, or full-time equivalent employees. So they may have a supplemental. It may be their full-time job or jobs. So that'll be the next step.
Some board members would also like to see a reevaluation of the district's assumptions. Michael Cole, who was elected last November, says he'd like to see the board become more involved in the conversation about school closures before recommendations are made. And he says he thinks a school's academic performance must be added to the list of criteria considered for closure. Board member Ramona Reyes, who's been through several rounds of closure discussions, wants the board to step back and reassess the impact closing schools has on feeder patterns to the district's 22 high schools. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.